Something for the weekend. Good morning. It's Trina. It's Saturday. And our financial planner, Paul Merriman from askpaul.ie, is back this week. A lot of interest, by the way, Paul, in the pensions topic that we did a couple of weeks ago. People really starting to plan. Something that came up in the news as well recently. Avant Money have entered the mortgage scene here in Ireland. I think you told me a while ago this was going to happen. So can we expect some kind of a pricing war with the other banks now?
Oh, we can indeed. It's going to all kick off. Actually, AIB on the same day reduced their interest rate down to 2.25% on some mortgages as well. Look, let's take a step back. The reason Avantcard have hit the market is that they've brought in interest rates for under 2%. Okay, so the lowest rate now in the Irish mortgage market is 1.95%, and that's with Avantcard. Now, don't get excited too much there for first-time buyers, although it's a great move by Avantcard. You need to have a 40% deposit. So you have to have a 60% or lower loan-to-value. So it's really there for the kind of switcher market and those people that have built a lot of equity up in their house. This 1.95 is a real headline rate for Avantcard. It's brilliant, don't get me wrong. I think it's really good. But a lot of people don't read the articles. They see the headlines of under 2%. They think you only get a 2% mortgage or less than 2% mortgage. You're not, unless you have a 40% loan-to-value. Okay. I'm not ditching Avantcard. I think it's a really good idea. I think it's amazing. They've really shook up the marketplace. It needed to happen. One of my most watched videos on my Facebook and Instagram was from me in Spain, in Madrid, talking to banks and talking about how the interest rates have gone back a couple of years ago now. But I've always said we're getting ripped off in Ireland by the Irish banks. So this is definitely something that's being welcomed by, I suppose, every financial advisor, mortgage broker across the country. So I think it's great news. Now, they have forced AIB, like I said, in the same day, reduced some of their mortgages down to 2.25%, which has never been done by AIB as well, as low as they've ever gotten. So now they're kind of competing in the space with Ulster Bank, KBC, and AIB. A lot of banks like KBC now are giving, I think it's €1,500 cash back as well. So you're going to see them up in the game big time. And don't forget, the market's a bit tight, Trina, because obviously with COVID-19 and not many people being able to borrow. So there's less people out there. Sorry, everybody's looking for a mortgage. There's less people that can qualify for a mortgage. So that makes it a really kind of competitive marketplace. So I think it's great news, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens over the next kind of 6 to 12 months.
Do you know, I've never noticed so many houses for sale in my area. Like, even on one road alone, there could be 6 or 7 houses. Was that always the case? Or are people suddenly putting their houses on the market?
No, I think it's always been the case. You've always got a lot of houses on the market. I think you're just noticing them now because life's a bit slower. You can notice these things, first of all. But second of all, they're not selling as quickly. And the problem there is that if you're trading up your house, let's say you live in a 3-bed or a 4-bed house, you're going to 5-bed or a 4-bed, whatever you're moving into, you're in a chain of buyers. You're selling your house and you're moving up, usually in the world. Whereas you could have somebody downsize to an apartment that's a retirement age or something. Those houses are kind of hard to shift now because, don't forget, all first-time buyers are getting the help with the Help to Buy, and it has to be new builds, first of all. Not many first-time buyers are walking around with loan offers for kind of 500 grand houses or 450. It's all on that kind of 300 to 400 price point. So you will find more settled areas in Dublin find it very hard to shift their properties because they're probably up over that $500,000 mark. Mm-hmm. You're going to see a lot of stock sitting there for the time being at that end of the market. What also has happened here, Trina, for listeners is that it's a bit of a weird one. I thought the market would have slowed down, but it's actually really sped up in relation to bidding. So if you, let's say, for instance, get a couple and they had an exemption from the bank and everything was fine, they were buying a nice house for, say, 450, 450K, and they had a mortgage approval for whatever, 300, 380, 400 grand. Now they have got the exemption pulled, probably, and they're probably only qualifying to buy a house for 350. So there's loads of people now in that kind of pond, in that kind of area, those houses. So you're seeing houses going for 320 and they're going for 350 or 360 because of the bidding war, because people are desperate to buy the house because they have the loan offer and they don't know what's going to happen with COVID. They don't know whether they're going to get another loan offer next year. So it's a really active marketplace, especially in Dublin, in between that kind of 320 up, kind of, you know, 320 up to that kind of.
I understand what you mean. Yeah, if you've had your approval, you want to get in there quick as well, don't you? Just in case this time next year you could have lost your job or something like that. People want to make sure they're secure. There was even a house down the road from me, and everybody walking by was just amazed. They were like, "What's going on there?" There was a queue of people down the road just waiting to view it.
Yeah, you see, you're going to get that when mortgages are being pulled and there's not enough stock in the market. Don't forget, builders slow down as well. So people are getting desperate to try and find that house, especially if you have a loan offer. Mm-hmm. And especially, like I said, let's say you had 100 people usually shopping for a house between 320 and 350. Now you have all the people that got refused the 450 mortgage. Now they have a loan offer for that 350 as well. So you might find there's now 150 people looking at that property. So it really has kept that first time buyer type house, 3-bed, semi-D, 2-bed apartment. They've kept that side of the market quite robust, and it's very, very hard to actually come across from Dublin now at the moment without getting into bidding wars, which is very frustrating for first-time buyers because there's a lot of stress out there, obviously, with COVID and employment and jobs and salaries, and nobody knows what the future holds. So it's not a great time for people.
Paul, I do have a slightly different question for you, and this is to do with buying a doer-upper. Are they a good investment?
Buying which, sorry?
Buying a house that needs an awful lot of work, a doer-upper, yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think the problem with them is they're very hard to get a bank. Actually, the best bank in my experience to go with is the EBS. Actually, they're very, very, very good. Say you have a real rundown house, some banks won't touch it. They'll say to you, no, we won't give you the money. We'll give you the money to buy it, but we won't give you the money to do it up. Where the EBS, generally speaking, will take them on as like a little self-build project. Now, you have to qualify for the loan to do the property up, etc. There's loads of terms and conditions there. But I do think it's a good idea. But it's only a good idea, Trina, if you're in the trade. And it's not a good idea if you're not in the building trade. And I'll tell you why. Building is very, very expensive at the moment. Builders are out the door. So it's not that easy to get someone to do a renovation on a house for probably, you know, pick a figure. It might be 50 grand. You might think you could do it yourself for 20 grand. But if you're not in the building game, it's very, very difficult, I think, to get good value out of renovation projects. Mm. So, you know, if you're in the building, you're a carpenter, bricklayer, plumber, whatever your trade is, I think it's a good idea because you probably know people who can do a bit of DIY in it and save yourself a few quid.
And do it up to standards required as well, because you need to get all that signed off too. Yeah,
exactly. Do it up to standards required. But the banks, if they're in that bad, the banks will treat them as a self-build. And then you're into the whole, you need architects to get phase payments, you buy the property, then you get a little bit more released every time you do it up. So half their first fixings are certified, you know, you get a bit more money in various steps along the way. It's stressful. Wouldn't recommend it if you weren't in trade, to be honest with you.
Yeah, so you just don't know what you're buying sometimes as well. It's so funny because all these daytime programmes that are on telly, Homes Under the Hammer, all these kind of things where they buy a house at auction and they spend, you know, 2,000 on it and they sell it at a 200 grand profit. You're going, really?
I watched one of those during COVID. I was working from the house and I was out for lunch one day and I was watching one of those programmes. And like it was back from like 2002 or something. They're just on repeat all the time. It's not even keeping up with inflation. Like you wouldn't get a house done for that anywhere now. And the UK market's completely different. Like they're buying houses over there for 10 grand or 5 grand. Someone can rent like in some areas.
Oh my God. Yeah, because sometimes they say, how much is it now worth? And what is the rental value on it? And they'll say, oh, well, you could rent this entire 4-bedroom house for at least £200 a month. You're going... Sure, what's the point?
I did see, you got to remember sometimes, like we're living in a ridiculous market here in Dublin especially. Now, the other major cities around the country are experiencing pretty much the same what you get. They're maybe not the same extent as Dublin, but I did see a tweet for somebody saying they can't believe they paid 600 quid to rent a attic of a landlord that used to kick them out early every morning. And now they're sharing a house with their boyfriend up in Belfast. 600 quid per month for the whole house.
Yeah.
So Belfast is only up the road. A lot of people are fixated on living beside their parents, beside their sisters, but it was just fine, you're allowed to do what you want. But in the UK, that's not that common. Like, you know, the UK, they'll travel miles to get, now they've got a much better public transport system, but not telling everyone to go to Belfast. But, you know, you forget how mad our market is.
There was a great one I saw during the week and it was an ad for a room rental in Galway and they said it was a bedroom with an ensuite and basically it was a mattress, a single mattress thrown into a bathroom. So they were using the actual bathroom and pretending it was a bedroom. You could see the tiles and everything on the floor and the sink and the hand basin. And I was like, what?
That's brilliant. Well, not brilliant. You know, it's sad. But, you know,
I don't think so.
All right.
So, haven't money in the market now, but you need to really read the terms and conditions and you need a 40% deposit, unfortunately, if you're going to go ahead with that. Or maybe for somebody who's a long way into their mortgage, it could be an option to switch
it's
over.
Perfect. Yeah. I can't say that enough, Trina. It's absolutely perfect for somebody that has a good enough equity in their house and they have a decent value and they may be paying the mortgage last 10 years and they were lucky enough to buy in the recession or during the downturn, whatever you want to call it. But there's definitely great value to be had for people to have more. mortgage out there, but not for first-time buyers. Now, that's not to say it won't put massive pressure on the existing banks to come down on those rates as well for first-time buyers. So I think there's going to be a lot of activity in the next kind of 6 to 12 months.
Okay. There is Paul Merriman, and Paul is all over Instagram and social media. Your Instagram page is great as well, isn't it? Because on a Monday night, you'll answer people's questions, do like a quick fire round. And I'd say you must get an awful lot of things in, do you?
Oh, we do. We get hundreds of them in. Yeah, we do. We try and get back to everybody. Don't know how successful. I think this Monday, I think it was nearly 400 responses between Monday and Tuesday. So yeah, we try to get people just to learn a bit more about money. And I think a lot of people say to me, they end up on my Instagram page and they end up just lost in the highlights for hours.
Yeah.
Mad stuff that we didn't realise. I think the whole idea of the Instagram is the stuff you should have learned in school training, but we're not taught it, unfortunately. So
I know.
Delighted to have it there.
Wouldn't that be a great thing for transition year, particularly this year when they kind of don't have the same curriculum they'd normally have because they're not getting to do their plays or their work experience or their trips away or whatever. So to do something like learning about money, that'd be an ideal module for them, really.
We've been in schools, and if there are any teachers listening and want to reach out to us, we'd love to be able to do that because it's all about education people about this type of stuff because it's not rocket science, it's just that we're never taught it. It would be great for transition year students.
Yeah. Paul, what's the social media names again?
Yeah, the handle is AskPaulNow on Instagram and just AskPaul on Facebook. And the web address is askpaul.ie.
Great stuff. This is Something for the Weekend. It's Classic Hits.